Welcome, friends, to the Generations Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host with you. Bill Jack from Worldview Academy, also in studio with me. And today we're going to engage the War of the Worldviews, as we do from time to time on this radio program. Indeed, we cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God in Christ. Why? Because, well, we are in the midst of a war of ideas, and all ideas are not of equal merit. Not all ideas are truthful. Indeed, there are varying ideas, and God's Word gives us the basis for truth and helps us to engage this war. Bill, today we got some good news. It turns out that college enrollment in America is finally dropping.
It's dropping.
It's finally dropping.
That is interesting news.
Now, you call that good news or bad news?
Well, it depends on what college.
I guess it
but
does.
It's overall, you're saying that college attendance is dropping, and I would say because of the state of the American education system, which is based on a secular worldview, which is inherently hostile to a biblical worldview, that I would say it's good news not to sacrifice your children on the altar of Moloch.
Well, it is a battle of ideas, and indeed education is auspiciously a arena in which ideas are engaged, in which ideas are promulgated, in which ideas are spread around into the next generation, and education is probably the core battle of the day. It is effectively D-Day. It is Omaha Beach on D-Day in the world of the worldviews.
I would say that the war has been basically won by secularism.
It has. College has been the undoing of America since Harvard went to the Latitude and Arians in the 1700s, early 1700s, and off to Unitarianism. And then on to the transcendentalism of Emerson, then off to modern humanism and the complete rejection of God's word as the basic fundamental system of knowledge. And then, of course, the majority of Wheaton College professors voted for Barack Obama. You remember that?
Yep.
And the ACCCCC Christian College Organization, I never can count the numbers of C's involved in that organization.
I see.
But it's the CCCCCCCU Christian College Association. You remember they just agreed on a resolution in which they would provide special rights for homosexuals, including them in accommodation laws and, I guess, persecuting the Jack Phillips of the world. So that just came down. Those resolutions approved of by the board of the Christian College Association in the United States. And that's a problem. This is typical, though. I mean, are you surprised?
No.
This has happened
nonstop
for 400 years. I mean, wake up and smell the napalm. The battle of the worldviews have been going on for a long time, and it's Christians that lose because we're not engaged or because we refuse to engage on the basis of the truth of God's word. And here's the other thing. Secular education is formed on a knowledge built up on human reason, and it's distinct from sacred doctrine, according to Thomas Aquinas. And ever since Thomas Aquinas made room for Aristotle and allowed for there to be a separate knowledge built up on human reason, we have a secular form of knowledge that begins to dominate in the secular university, and Christians will lose, and then the Christians will lose, and then Christians will lose, and we will lose, and then we will lose again and again and again until somebody says, I'm tired of losing, and that's when he writes a book called Apostate, The Men Who Destroyed the Christian West.
And that's where we see the decline of American education and the exodus of students from higher institutions of learning because they've kind of figured it out. You know, the students aren't stupid. They see false doctrine. And it takes about 13 to 16 years to indoctrinate a student. It doesn't happen overnight because there is that seed inside each person that recognizes truth from a lie. And it takes a while to distort that. It takes a while to subvert that. It takes a long time to undo what God reveals naturally in the world around him, that he is and that he exists and he's the creator. And education has inherently been geared to undo all that. But it takes a long time. It takes a long time.
Only been a few colleges in America that have not been as corruptible. Moody Bible Institute would be one of them. I would, you know, include something like Grove City College, Patrick Henry College, Cedarville, Bob Jones University, perhaps. There's been a few colleges that have not been quite as corruptible as the others. And that's because I think they have a sense of the battle. They're in the battle. They're waging war. And they're discovering that you're going to have to engage this battle in which you tear down ideas and those imaginations that exalt themselves above the knowledge of God in Christ. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Good news, my friends. College enrollment down 1 million students in America. Praise God. Be back with more in just a moment. Folks, under Obamacare, the average family health care premiums now have exceeded $18,000, and more premium increases averaging 25% are expected for next year in 39 states. And remember, over 1,000 Obamacare plans cover abortion, and that's most of them. Five states offer no abortion-free plans at all. And you know that all Obamacare plans contain the contraceptive abort-efficient mandate. So what do Christians do? Well, I'll tell you what we have done. My family has gone with the Samaritan Medical Sharing Ministry since 1999. Over 17 years, we have shared our medical needs with brothers and sisters in Christ, and they have shared theirs with us. And the cost? Well, it's about one-third of what the average family pays under Obamacare. And Samaritan Ministries does not support the killing of unborn children. Our family has saved over $200,000 in insurance premiums over the last 17 years, and we have helped literally hundreds of Christian brothers and sisters with their medical needs. We write checks every month to different families who have needs to cover. How cool is that? On top of all of that, we can support the lives of unborn children while the powerful systems in Washington are doing just the opposite. I want to encourage you to check out Samaritan Ministries as an option for your family. Imagine healthcare sharing in a Christian way. Protecting life as Christians do at one-third the cost. Just check it out at SamaritanMinistries.org and mention Kevin Swanson when you sign up, and we'll send you a free copy of my new book, Family Life. That's SamaritanMinistries.org. And we are back on the Generations broadcast. Kevin Swanson with you, Bill Jack, also in studio with me today. And this report comes from Vice and several other online news sources. Gen Zers are increasingly abandoning college. And indeed, I checked out the stats at NCES, I believe it's the National Council of Education Statistics or something of that sort, NCES, Department of the National Department of Education. And the NCES numbers have it 18.1 million students now, undergraduate students in America. And that's, 16.9 million undergraduate students in America, down from 18.1 million in 2010. College enrollment peaked in America in 2010. It's been going downhill straight for the last 7 years. It's dropped off 7% in 7 years. Give it another 93 years and it'll be back down to zero. We'll see how that goes. But that's 1 million students have walked away from college in America. That would be like 100 major colleges in America going out of business. Bill, this is not the right time to start a new college.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's a good investment to try to start a college during this decline in enrollment.
1 million student drop-off on enrollment for the undergrads in America, my friends. Is that good news, Bill? You call that good news?
Well,
you were celebrating off air.
Yeah, I was. I'm trying to,
you had the party
trying
hats
to be
out.
Reserved, you know. I shot off all the fireworks off air because, again, I think what we're doing is sacrificing our children to Moloch, and we are sacrificing their minds. And that is the greatest piece of property that they own, is their minds, and who controls their minds controls the way they act and the way they live their lives. And we need to be very, very cautious about where we invest our children and to whom we give our students to be educated.
So would you say, Bill, that the vast majority of Christian colleges and secular colleges in America maintain a wrong perspective of worldview, of evolution, of issues like feminism, issues like homosexuality, issues like, you know, ethics, epistemology? metaphysics, the basic philosophical constructs? Would you say that the average, what percent? Are you going to say 94%?
I'd say higher than that. I'd say 96% mm-hmm. to 98% mm-hmm. of all universities and colleges, including many and most Christian colleges, have succumbed to a secular worldview. They think secularly. They are Hegelian in their thinking. Mm-hmm. And that is, what is practical? What is rather than what is true and what is right? They, as you pointed out earlier, they rely on man's reason rather than God's revelation. Mm-hmm. That is the distinction. It's reason versus revelation. We've got to decide whom we're going to trust. Is it going to be God's word or man's wisdom?
So if they were setting a scientist who came out of the laboratory and said this rock is 4 billion years old based on present-day radioactive decay rates, and you've got a verse in the Bible that says in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. And they say, we're going to go with the scientists on this one. You would say they are bowing the knees to the epistemological authority of human reason, scientists interpreting data.
Yes. Yes.
Instead of bowing the epistemological knee to the revelation of God
itself. Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Bill, let me ask you a few questions, because I know you work with hundreds of young people in your gap year program with Worldview Academy. What kind of Christian kids thrive in college and they come out fearing God and humbly worshiping and warring for God?
I would say that most Christian students who attend, especially secular institutions, mm-hmm. state schools, for example, come out hamstrung. They, mm-hmm. they come out hindered in their faith because they're trained to think like secularists, even though their hearts love Jesus. So they come out, as I did years ago, schizoid, okay?
So it's a rare exception when somebody
It's a rare exception. Now, when that rare exception does exist, mm-hmm. they come out very strong, okay? Because they've gone through the fire. But that is not a reason to send your student to a secular institution, because he is the exception, not the rule. Vast majority of Christian students who go to secular institutions end up losing or walking away from, if you will, their faith.
So when they come out of the fire stronger than ever, Bill, what happened in the fire to those who came out stronger? Were they fighting like mad dogs for the truth the whole way?
Some probably were merely trying to be undercover Christians just mm-hmm. to make sure they got through the system.
Mm-hmm.
And so they, in some sense, had to compromise. Some were very, very wise as serpents and innocent as doves. And because of that, they were able to navigate a very difficult system. I know several people, as you do you, who received advanced degrees, especially in the sciences, who did not compromise on their faith, and yet were able to navigate very difficult situations. I know many others who became either victims of the system by either caving mm-hmm. and compromising, or they were jettisoned from the system.
Mm-hmm.
They were told, you can't be here. Mm-hmm. But my point is, if there is a Christian who survived and comes out and has not compromised his faith, he is very strong, mm-hmm. or she is very strong,
mm-hmm.
but that's not the case with the vast majority of Christian students. They are compromised in some way.
All right, 1 million students dropping out of college or not signing up for college. Friends, college enrollment for undergraduates dropping from 18.1 million to 16.9 million. That's 1 million students dropping out over the last 8 years. That's a 7% drop-off. Why are these Gen Zers holding off on college?
I think it's because they see the vacuous atmosphere at college. They see that it's not worth it. Why spend all that money to get a degree in gender studies,
mm-hmm.
okay, or in lesbian literature?
And my son, you know, he got a software engineering job without going to college. He went to YouTube U and just sort of picked up courses online. And the thing he likes is that he saved a ton of money and time. And he didn't have to sign up for a bunch of worthless courses.
Right. And there's a value in the idea of higher education, in the idea of a liberal education, and by that I mean historically liberal. That is vast reaching, because you get to think about big ideas. You get to participate in the great conversation, if you will. But that's not what most college and university education is today. They're not dealing with the big ideas from a biblical worldview. They're dealing with, oh, here's how to become a doctor, here's how to become an attorney, but it's more practical.
That's not all bad.
That's not all bad, but it is steeped in a worldview that is impractical, that is unbiblical.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, the epistemology of the secular form of education undermines whatever is being taught in the engineering classes and the nursing classes. There's contradictions,
right,
in the way of thinking, especially that. You know, in science, we assume an orderly world, that God has ordered the world such that cause and effect relationships are maintained from one season to the next, from one year to the next, from one second to the next. And that orderliness cannot be assumed unless there is a God who has ordered it that way. And that sort of worldview is not maintained in the philosophy class unless, and yet it is still somewhat assumed in the engineering science classes.
Yeah. I mean, we teach science as if everything is random. We do science as if there is order in the universe. And again, students are very quick to see the hypocrisy in that kind of system.
Well, when it comes to secular college, it seems to me, with exceptions of a few fields like engineering and nursing, preparation for useful jobs that actually train people to, you know, grow food and make cars and such, college is basically a waste of time.
It is today. Mm-hmm. It not always was that the case, but it has become that because it's become not a college. It's not become a university where you wrestle with big ideas. These have become indoctrination centers, and they have become secularized. They actually are hostile to a biblical worldview. It's not that they just ignore it. Mm-hmm. They preach against it. Everything about the secular college mitigates against a biblical worldview.
People are wondering why our socioeconomic systems are breaking down, why nothing is working, why our educational systems are dumbing down the graduates. Well, it's because the focus of the modern university, the focus of modern education has been to corrupt knowledge. And you corrupt knowledge when you undermine the beginning of knowledge, which is the fear of God.
Yep. They don't teach the fear of the Lord.
So, friends, the focus of the modern university has been to ruin the modern university. So it should be of no surprise to any of us that the modern university is displacing itself. It's ruining itself. It's committing suicide. It's undermining whatever is left of the God-fearing, rock-solid foundations of this nation. And, you know, the president of Brazil just came out, and he's talking about throwing out the Marxist garbage out of the schools and trying to get the kids a real education. Did you read that?
I saw that. Mm-hmm. I saw that. He's
a pro-life guy.
And he's not afraid to say what he sees there in the education system.
Well, friends, let me encourage you to a basic definition, description of a godly Christian education. I pull from my little book, Keep the Faith on Education, available at our website, generations.org. But the Didascalia Apostolorum, written in the 3rd century, probably earlier on than that, it was wisdom from the apostles who were ministering up in Syria in the 1st century. And they've gotten this very basic Christian manual of the faith that shows up in early centuries of the church, a section on how to present the best form of education for your kids in a secular age. Sound familiar, Bill? Kind of like what we're dealing with right now.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what they say. Teach your sons handicrafts, which are suitable and helpful to the fear of God, lest by means of idleness they serve voluptuousness, for not being educated by their parents, they wickedly do works like the heathen. Therefore, spare them not, but reprove and discipline them. Therefore, chasten them, teach them by the word of the fear of God, and do not give them the power of rising against you. And then we read on, keep far from them the books of the heathen. For what has you to do with foreign words or with false laws or prophecies, which also easily cause young people to wander from the faith? What then is wanting to thee in the word of God that thou throwest thyself upon the myths of the heathen? If thou wishest to read the tales of the fathers, thou hast the book of Kings, or of wise men and philosophers, thou hast the prophets, amongst whom thou wilt find more wisdom in Scripture than amongst the wise men and the philosophers, because they are the words of God. Good wisdom there from the early church fathers. I encourage our young people to a practical education, as well as an education that's grounded on the Word of God. That's the basic. That's the basic, most basic, and most basic theory of education as given to us by the church fathers throughout the ages. You'll get more info if you get this little teeny-weeny book. It's a hardback book, but it's got some real gems in it. It's called Keep the Faith on Education, available at our website, generations.org. The last point I want to make before we're done with this segment of the program, Bill, is that the girl-to-boy ratio in college continues to rise. Did you notice that in the recent numbers? Turns out the girl-to-boy ratio has increased about 0.5% over the last 6 or 7 years. It's now at 56.3% to 43%, 56% to 43%. The girl-to-boy ratio has risen another 5% in the last 6 years and an increase of 1.5% since 2000. So it continues to rise at about 0.5% every 6 years, meaning, you know, it's going to be roughly 60-40 in the next 15 to 20 years. So again, the girl-to-boy ratio rising in college today. And just a heads up on this, because we watch out for the worldview in the secular college, but I think we should also watch out for the social view. The sociology is bad. The sociology assumed in the education of our young girls and our young boys is bad. In most Christian colleges and secular colleges, colleges are egalitarian. They train our young women to leave home so that the next generation will have less mothers than the last generation. 64% of kids under 6 years of age, latchkey. Not good, not good, not good. And here's the deal. Of women who have an undergraduate or graduate degree, 70 to 75% of them are in the workforce. Of those women that have a graduate degree or undergraduate college degree, 70 to 75% are in the workforce because they don't want to waste their degree.
Yeah.
If a woman has a high school diploma, only 45% of them are in the workforce. And when I say in the workforce, I'm not talking about the family economy. I'm okay with the family economy. I'm just saying these kids need moms. Does that make any sense to anybody out there?
I think it
does
makes
that make,
sense.
Am I the only person saying this now? I hope not.
No, I don't think you are.
Don't kids need mothers?
Yeah.
Don't they need mothers? I thought kids need mothers. Isn't that what Paul says in Titus 2 or 1 Timothy chapter 5? So I would have young widows marry, bear children, manage the households, and give the adversary no occasion for slander, for some have already strayed from the faith after Satan and so forth. The more college a woman gets, the more likely that woman will not have a child and leave the child in daycare. And that's the vision for the socialist egalitarian feminist world. Isn't that what they want? Turn the kids over to the socialist systems, the socialist government-supplied daycare, preschool, K-12, womb-to-tomb system, right? Isn't that what the socialists want?
And they
want the destruction of the family,
yep.
And they want the aggrandizement of the state in which each individual is taken care of womb-to-tomb, aborted and euthanized by the state.
As an aside, there just came out from the American Psychological Association, they issued new guidelines spelling out how, quote, traditional masculinity, end quote, is harmful to men and boys. And these are guidelines for psychologists who work with men and boys. The guidelines are indicative of what is being taught in the schools, that traditional masculinity is harmful. Now, what has that got to do? Why do I bring that in? Because what is the number one major that people list when they are asked, what are you going to study when you go to college? You know what it is? Psychology.
You're kidding me.
No, that's my experience, okay? That's anecdotal. But and you ask Christian students, why do you want to get a major in psychology? I want to help people. Well, modern-day psychology is rooted in a secular worldview. And if the American Psychological Association is coming out with guidelines on how to counsel men and boys because traditional masculinity is harmful, that's doubling down on the problems we're seeing in the culture. It's the decimation of the family. Not decimation, that's just a tenth. It is the destruction of the family, and it's rooted in secular education, and that is what we're seeing around the country.
Well, the worldview is destroy manhood, destroy womanhood, create an egalitarian society, and hope that somehow a socialist system can maintain the whole thing for more than the next 5 years. Well, men are playing games, women are working, and the kids are being transgendered in the preschools. We'll see how that works out, Bill.
It's social engineering.
Yeah.
Totalitarian social engineering.
The man-woman ratio in college is 46-54 now. The men are playing games while Rome burns. The women are working, trying to prop up the last of the humanist empires, and the kids are being transgendered in the preschools. I suggest a different worldview. May I be the first, or perhaps the second, to suggest a biblical approach to these things. Friends, let me encourage you to our book, Family Life, on restoring the biblical family in a post-Christian age, in which we probably are going to have to rebuild civilization and rebuild the nuclear family. So get a copy of Family Life, and also this little book on education called Keep the Faith on Education, at our website, kevinswanson.com or generation.org. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.